2019. You really should cut the booze, lose 50 kilos, and fulfill your lifelong dream of becoming a YouTube star by taking up extreme parkour. That's why you're here. This isn't a radio show. It's a spiritual journey to help you live your best life. It can't help you achieve any of your goals, but it will make you much, much, much better at sex. Welcome to Radio Chaser.
Yeah, welcome to Radio Chaser. Another massive edition today. We wrap up the Royal Baby headlines, also Million Dollar Idea, which means none other than Chris Taylor joins us. Radio Chaser today, of course, it's him, Charles and Andrew. How are you going, guys?
Oh, we're very well. How are you, Lee Dog?
Very well. Very good.
Oh, it's so, it means so much in the news today, but of course the big one in the world of sport. It's probably even put the election off the front page, thank God. The big decision came down last night in the Israel Folau case.
Yes, he's guilty of, well, he's sort of breached his contract in the highest possible way, which apparently means something.
Yeah, but yeah. I think he still thinks this is a good result because ultimately he still goes to heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike everyone else who he's listed in his various tweets, they're going to hell. But, you know, he's been found guilty in life, but not by God.
Is there an appeals process where you can appeal to God now? Is that how it works?
Well, it's funny you say that because we actually thought we might ourselves on Radio Chaser today appeal to a higher being. You know, Israel's always been in trouble historically for posting these homophobic comments. So we thought for the ultimate opinion, we'd get on the line Israel Folau's own personal boss. God, are you there?
Of course I am. I'm everywhere.
Look, thanks so much for your time this afternoon, God. We just wanted to ask, in your, you know, divine opinion, is it fair that Israel Folau has been found to have breached his contract?
Oh, very fair. Yes, yes. He has not upheld the standards expected of a football player.
In what way?
Well, I mean, he's never publicly dangled his knob into a schooner on Mad Monday, has he? He's never once bubbled into his own mouth, and I mean, he's certainly never jabbed his finger up a fellow player's hellhole, which makes him a disgrace to professional football, in my not-so-humble opinion.
So, God, as Folau's boss, what sort of punishment will you give him then?
None.
What, nothing at all?
Well, I would punish him, but I've been overruled by my own boss, Alan Jones.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Milk's in trouble, and it's in trouble with the Country Women's Association.
Oh.
They've decided, you know, yesterday they were being egged by protesters.
Well, were they being egged, or were they organising the egging? Because it was a woman who actually egged the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, wasn't it? Now, sure, she looked young, but don't tell me she's not a CWA member of the future.
Yeah.
She's very good around dairy products. She knows her way around an egg. She's got a scone in her repertoire. Oh, that's all I'm saying. I reckon they were in it. It's not a coincidence that happened at a CWA meeting.
She didn't know her eggs. That's all. She didn't even know how to crack an egg.
That's because she hasn't done enough yards in the CWA.
That's where you get the training.
She's still on her training wheels.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
let her finish her letter. She's got to get the letters CWA after a name, like PhD or something. Look, anyway, these old ladies are very cross because they reckon dairy farmers are being hard done by, right? You've probably heard this coming from the dairy industry before. Yeah. They don't like almond milk and soy milk and those non-dairy milks using the word milk because milk, they say, comes out of a cow, right? And it's misleading customers. Now, the Country Women's Association agrees. They want to ban the word. This is true. They want to ban the word milk appearing on all those sort of almond milky type products. And they've even issued a formal statement hoping to end this confusion once and for all. Take a listen.
A message about milk from the Country Women's Association.
Almond milk, soy milk, oat milk, even soy milk. There are now so many types of milk, consumers are confused about milk. They're accidentally buying milk instead of milk, so milk farmers can't sell milk. Therefore, we want to ban the word milk from all bottles of milk, except for milk, which may continue to be called milk unless it contains milk. And by milk, I mean the milk that we don't want to call milk. There, that ought to clear things up.
Radio Chaser, yeah. Triple M.
Sausage Fest 2019. We're going to crown Australia's number one democracy sausage. Chris Taylor, we're just getting you up on this. It's going to be at Young Henry's Brewery. Proudly independent, best served loud. You can check it out at triplem.com.au or hang around for about 40 minutes.
I always thought Sausage Fest was a sort of a nickname for Triple M. just their lineup from breakfast to drive.
Touché.
Now, look, have we still got Royal Baby Fever?
I do.
Yes. Oh, that's good, because you're not alone. You know, whenever there's one of these royal babies, and there seem to be more of them these days than there used to be. Mm. Like, there seems to be one a year. But still, the media absolutely loves a royal baby story. If you tune on to any UK cable at the moment, and also US cable, because of the American connection to this baby.
Yes.
This is the the Americans always kind of get behind a royal baby story, but they really are invested in this one because they feel like it's one of them. Anyway, so there's literally people standing outside the hospital still doing live crosses, trying to pad out the information that Meghan's had a boy, and that's all we know.
They're still there, are they?
They're still there.
even after the birth.
These are the real heroes of journalism, the people that pad out these stories. But it's the newspapers that I love. And I just wanted to bring to the table some of my favourite headlines that have been published overnight from overseas.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, people trying to find a new angle on the whole royal baby saga. These are true headlines. First one, Meghan Markle has royal baby boy. Or has she?
Ooh, I like that.
So there are some doubters, are there?
Already, yeah, forget climate skeptics. There's baby skeptics out there.
Do you mind if I spoil that article?
No.
I bet you it says yes. She has had a baby.
Oh, it turns out that she has.
Yeah.
But not, there's at least three paragraphs that suggest they faked it in a studio somewhere in America. this next one. Meghan Markle's sister slams royal birth as overdue.
Harsh critic.
The way she was being so factual about that.
I think the doctor had the same criticism, didn't he? Because it was overdue.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure if the sisters just means overdue in the technical sense of, you know, it was late. Mm. Or saying, what have you been doing with your life? You know, you should have had this 5 years ago.
Yes. You're such a stuff up. Your whole life is so terrible.
I was sensible enough not to click on that headline. So unfortunately, I can't report on what the actual meaning of overdue was. But this one's good. Still in the feud sort of area. Mm. Royal feud to continue. Prince Louis and Meghan's baby pitted against each other.
Oh, right. What, like in a dogfighting pit?
Well, I don't think literally, but I think there's already expectations on each of them. There's a baby war going on. And, you know, obviously they can't share the same crib. They won't be able to go to the same schools. They probably won't be able to live in the same country because there's a baby feud going on between Louis, who can't talk, and the unnamed one that doesn't even have any consciousness, but it will wake up to the news one day that it's in a feud with Louis. I like this one. This is from an American paper. Why royal baby could be named Dallas?
Oh, please let it be named Dallas.
Could be. I love could be, because you could put any name after could be. I mean, it could be named asparagus.
Yeah.
Theoretically. Why? Do you know why it could be named Dallas?
They didn't really go into that. They just said it could have an American name, one of which might be Dallas.
Yeah. Or Tex, maybe.
And then my favourite headline, published by the Express. I think it's the Daily Express in the UK. Why Meghan's baby boy could be first royal to run for US president. Now, what I didn't quite glean from the article is, what do they mean in the current election? You know, we've already got a lot of, Democratic candidates lining up. But who's to say young unnamed baby couldn't join the Democratic primary race and be a very strong chance?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's only about 90 years younger than all the other candidates.
I know. And, sure, he can't talk, but he still makes more sense than Donald Trump.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
It's the home of boring, old, middle-aged conservative guys here at Radio Chaser, because Chris and Charles, you guys, you don't have any piercings, right? Do you? Or sort of body stuff?
No, I'm absolutely undecorated. No tats, earrings, no nose rings. I've got a lot of hair. There's not really room for anything else.
No, well, it's kind of our generation, I suppose. But the young kids, they're into this
everything.
Stuff. And they're getting more and more into it, to the point where I just read about this young guy. I think he's only in his early 20s. He's decided to become what the kids are calling a nullo. Now, do you dare guess what a What a nullo is.
Nullo. Is that someone who's crossed the nullarbor? Well, lived to tell the story?
No, we're not talking Burke and Wills. We're talking hip young people here, Chris.
Nullo. Well, nullo from the Latin means nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yes. No, you're right. So
it is a Latin-based movement.
That's right. I love it. Yeah, first written about by Catullus. No. It was. We need more mentions of Catullus here on Triple M.
I can guarantee that's the first time it's ever been mentioned on Triple M.
Like. Sure.
What he's done, Charles, Catullus aside, is he's chopped the lot off. Root and stem. He's decided, and this is body modification. He's gone downstairs to his privates. Mm. He's decided to get rid of the rambutans, and he's hacked off the pork sausage. It's all gone so that he could become a nullo.
And this is entirely a sort of aesthetic decision. It's nothing to, he's not transitioning. It's all about, I just think it might look cool if I get rid of it.
It might look, I think so. This is the media spin on it anyways. It might look cool, just the same as wearing a big earring or, you know, putting a ring through your nose.
Do you then get to, like, mount it? You know, like some people shoot moose and then mount it on their fireplace. Has he got a little souvenir from his nullo work?
I do hope so, because if he changes his mind, he might be able to get it stitched back on when the trend passes.
Could another nullo make an earring out of it? Like, he's got this wonderful, you know, separated appendage. He could then put a ring through that and go down to Glebe Markets and sell it as jewellery.
Yes.
So you could wear this dude's knob on your earring.
You're getting into this, Chris. I reckon you're going to become a nullo, aren't you? You're thinking that this could spruce up your image. Well, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from Sydney too.
Yeah.
You don't have to have become a nullo. I'm not going to ask you if you've done that. But it just got me thinking. Give us a ring on 133353. Have you had some kind of body modification done to you?
You hear about extraordinary things. I met this guy at a pub recently who'd tattooed his eyeballs.
Whoa. Oh, those
what?
People.
You heard about this?
No. What did it look like?
It looks like pretty much what it sounds like. But I was interested in the pain. Because, you know, like people who get regular tats say it kills. Can you imagine having a tat needle inside your eyeball?
Are there pain receptors in your eyeball?
Yeah. You're taking anesthetic, but he said it really hurt. But he kind of got a kind of permanent bloodshot look. I said he could have just smoked a lot of cones every morning and got the same look. But you know, it's whatever works.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's people put horns inside their skull.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah. You've seen the horns. Right. You've seen some wacky stuff. Look, but let us know, 133353, if you've changed your body, and especially if you've done something to your naughty bits, because I find that really fascinating and I'd like to hear about yours, give us a ring, 133353.
The big ring in your ear thing is really common.
Want to hear from you, by the way. 133353, give us a call. We want to know why as well.
Like, every second person who's about 20 has one of those. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I always wonder, do they hang their keys off them? Like, what's the point of that?
And the thing is, like, when they decide...
Is it a beer stubby opener?
Because that's a real decision. Like, you're 20 years old, you're going to have to live with that ear now for the next, 60, 70 years.
I assume it closes up a bit, doesn't it?
Oh, what they do is there's a guy here, and I ask the question, and you got to get surgery. They stitch it up. They cut it off, stitch it up.
Stitch it up, right? Because you do look a bit National Geographic, don't you?
Yep.
When you're 70 and you've got those massive earlobes,
you do. And Sydney's always looking for more, you know, tourist attractions. I know people go to Ethiopia to look at some of those, like the lip plate women. If we could just gather all our big eared hole in the ear people and just put them down at Circular Quay and charge admission.
Darling Harbour.
Yeah, that's the place.
That's right.
133353, we're talking about nullo, which is basically when you lop off your bits as a bloke.
Mm. Surprisingly, no one in Sydney has called in saying a nullo. I'm a nullo.
We don't have any nullos.
But we do have Peter. G'day, Peter.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Not too bad. What have you done?
Nothing. I just met this magic rabbi that made these magic wallets. You keep the foreskins and make wallets out of them. You just give them a rub and they turn into suitcases.
Whoa. Are you talking about like those kangaroo
I believe Peter might
wallets.
Be doing his own gear
I
here.
I think he did. And I'm really torn to know whether it's anti-Semitic or not.
It's
anti-nullo. You don't want to be anti-nullo.
No.
It does raise a good point, though. I mean, you know, because, you know, there's people who do it by choice, but then, you know, as a kid, I was circumcised, and you always wonder what they do with that extra bit.
Yes.
Now, at the time, my parents probably just thought they were doing the right thing medically, but now they could say, oh, no, we were being fashionable. Mm. We'd heard about this nullo dude, and we just wanted to get our baby in early.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I always thought those chopped off bits would probably be not bad as chewing gum. You know, they're sort of like little things you could just munch on for all day.
That's not bad, or deep fry them and sell them as burger rings.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
I'm a real McMuffin man. I like a bit of egg with my sausage. Mm. And you can't do that in New South Wales at the moment because all the eggs are being recalled because of a salmonella risk.
Yes. God, eggs. Yeah. They have such bad press at the moment, eggs. What's wrong with them? They're on the Prime Minister's head now. They're being recalled. Yep.
People don't like brainy people called eggheads.
Can I ask a question? You're a bit of a medical buff, aren't you? You know about disease and everything.
I did no years of medical school, but
Can I ask you then?
I've certainly had a lot of diseases. Yeah. Does that qualify me?
But, like, if you egg someone with a recalled egg, does that increase the risk of disease, or is it just eating them? Like, you know what I mean? Like, could we just repurpose these recalled eggs?
Well, that's what I thought.
There's 2 million of them. There's probably about 2 million politicians roaming around Australia that need an egging.
I know. And can you imagine if Craig Rucastle was here, the waste of just letting these diseased eggs sit there dormant, doing nothing, going unused on the campaign trail? I agree. And to answer your question, no, I think you'd probably have to get it in the mouth.
Yes.
Probably shelled, poached, and inside the mouth to actually be poisoned. So a good egging just on the noggin should be fine.
And what it does is it increases the incentive for politicians to keep their mouths shut so they don't get the egg inside their mouth.
Win, win, win.
We've solved everything. We've solved the rest of the election campaign.
We have. But look, you know, there is still a serious side to this recall. So, yeah, we are encouraging people not to touch their eggs at the moment. And to go along with this, I think the Egg Farm Association's just released a community announcement.
The Australian Consumer Regulator has issued a recall on the following product.
Hi, I represent the Egg Farmers of Australia. It's come to our attention that some customers have been using our eggs improperly by eating them instead of cracking them over the balding head of some useless politician. So we've decided to recall the lot.
If you have purchased eggs and forgotten to crack them on a useless politician's balding head, please reinsert them into your nearest chicken.
This is Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Google me this.
Hey, Google me this. It's been a while since we played, but if you haven't heard it before, this is, you know that phenomenon where you... Phenomenon? I can't talk.
I know the phenomenon.
Where you Google... You put a search into Google and you're halfway into typing it and Google starts suggesting what it thinks you want to look up.
Yeah.
It sort of has, you know, predictive responses. This is based on that. I'm going to read out three classic Google searches, but only half of the search. Then I'm going to read out the real suggestions that Google is automating, and you have to guess which is the top one. So all three of the suggestions I'm giving you are real ones that Google puts up. One of them is the top one. Andrew Hansen, you're first up.
Yes, Chris.
If I type in, what is the German word for?
Ooh.
Is the top reply, what is the German word for butterfly? What is the German word for beautiful? Or what is the German word for cheers?
For cheers. Oh, look, I'm guessing it's going to be cheers. This would be something if you're a tourist or if you're going to the beer hall. I can't imagine too many people are interested in German butterfly words, are they? I'm going to guess cheers.
No, actually incorrect. Sorry, there we go. We had our wrong buzzer there. No, it's beautiful.
What is the German word? Who wants to know the German word for beautiful?
Well, maybe the same people going to these beer halls. You know,
pick up.
They're not just drinking. They're looking at some beautiful, handsome men in lederhosen or some beautiful fräuleins and going, I'd really like to say one word to them in German, then I'll be in. and for those playing along, we've already had some Latin today. The German word for beautiful is schön.
Schön. Your lederhosen legs are schön.
Absolutely.
Mate.
Charles Firth, your Google search. If I type in, what is Kim Kardashian? Google's going to give me these three as the top three answers. I want to know the top one. What is Kim Kardashian famous for? What is Kim Kardashian net worth? What is Kim Kardashian studying?
I don't think she'd be studying. I don't think anyone would be interested in that. I think it must be... I would have thought it would be wearing, to be honest.
Well, it's not wearing.
No.
That wasn't in the top three responses.
Then I reckon
it's guess one that's
what is she famous for? What is her net worth? What is she studying?
It's famous. I reckon what's she famous for? No. Oh, no. What is it?
What is Kim Kardashian studying?
Studying. She was studying something, but I don't know what.
She's actually studying law at the moment. She's studying to be a barrister after her father, who's one of the lawyers in the OJ trial. So father, perhaps like daughter. Not quite sure. I don't know if she does turn up to court, whether she'll be wearing what she wore at the Met Gala yesterday. It'd have to be a very short trial, otherwise she'd expire from from lack of oxygen.
She might wear a judge's wig on her enormous behind.
Final question for both of you. And it's an election-themed one.
Yeah.
If I type into Google, is Clive Palmer, what's the top response? Is Clive Palmer running for Parliament? Is Clive Palmer still building the Titanic 2? Or is Clive Palmer a living national treasure?
What? He's engineered that himself.
Well,
he's paid.
Well, the way Google works, if you Google yourself enough, I think that can influence results. So, I'm not saying Clive hasn't typed that in 1,000 times to get in the top running, but yeah, is Clive Palmer running for Parliament, still building the Titanic 2, or a living national treasure?
Right. What do you think, Charles?
It's got to be the Titanic one. That's the main thing that people are interested in. Surely.
I'm fascinated. I would want to know that, but I'm going to guess, is he running for Parliament? Because it's just what he's doing.
Andrew is absolutely correct.
What?
Charles gets a prize too, because still building the Titanic 2 was the second result. And you were correct. Clive Palmer did have to actually Google all those himself. He didn't know if he was running for Parliament
or not. Triple M, Radio Chaser. 104.9,
this is Sydney's Triple M. You've tuned in to Radio Chaser, where we're looking for Australia's number one democracy sausage. What will it be? Well, you can win your way into Sausage Fest 2019 at Young Henry's Brewery. We'll announce the winner for the democracy sausage from our mate Maury Meats. You can check him out at George Street, North Strathfield. Check out maurymeats.com.au. Plus, be the first to try the exclusive Radio Chaser Voters Bitter, which should be pretty good at Sausage Fest 2019. Come along, just join up at triplem.com.au and vote for your favourite snag.
That's right, and we've got 10 sausages that you can vote for. Because it's the first time ever that we've had a proper democratic choice around which sausage you eat on election day.
Do you have a favourite?
Well, I'm thinking maybe the Morrison is what I'm going to vote for.
What's in the Morrison?
Best barbecued over coal, a lot of coal. Until it's as black as coal and tastes just like a lovely, beautiful lump of coal.
Right.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm kind of a bit partial to the hawky. I reckon I might vote for the hawky.
Oh, yeah.
Loosely wrapped in wrinkly flaps of sun-dried skin, this aged beef snag is infused with an entire yard of beer. So, but you can cast your vote on the Triple M website. This is a good thing.
And we are actually going to literally, whatever you vote for, we are literally going to make it.
Right.
And you can come along to the Sausage Fest 2019 at Young Henry's Brewery, which will be good.
Triple M's Radio Chaser.